The Red and Black Bookshop. The Red and Black Bookshop in Brisbane, when I was 19, was the place to discover poets. A corrupting place, our parents called it, dubious as Dracula lurking near blameless cellars of batik and too many flavours of ice cream. In the dangerous spaces left there by banned Beardsley Prince, young men who had recently fainted, spit-polished and khaki-creased, cradling cadet rifles on Anzac Day, were turning over Marx and Mao, arguing for anarchy and intently lengthening their hair. In my aqua splash of mini shift, I skulked behind the shelves. I wanted to be a hollow water sprite, but feared I was a slug, dazzled by the shimmer from Akhmatova, Prévert, Ferlinghetti, Montale, Herbert, Buber, Wolf, From. How shall we live? Must there always be wars? Megaphone cries and crowd bleats ambushed the arcade. Reds under beds, black banners at marches, bloodied Vietnamese in semper and body-bagged Aussies on the TV news. On the silk screens of our eyelids while we slept, red asterisks ripped into inky holes, the world was imploding. In brief retreat from all that, I slid in from the street with the beat of policemen's fists on my back, reached through the red and black for these time bombs, white pages opening on my palms, innocent as butterflies. The poems lifted off so lightly, but that shop was forever flickery with shocks. I walked away electric, not knowing how many others also slept on pillows of penguin paperbacks. While cane toads squashed and mosquitoes fizzed into exercise books day and night, my own leaky lyrics spilled in my separate conspiracy, plotting snails' trails away from the mangroves and the malevolent lines of law and order, breeding blue armies like mud crabs. I was 19, secreting round myself a chrysalis of words, just beginning to be an unknowing member of a secret tribe, initiated by the red and black into these mysteries of holding for a moment poems unfolding wings while I waited for my own metamorphic flights.